Good morning and welcome back to Hard Talk Life. Today, I'm going to be taking a little bit more of a somber deep dive into myself. With that being said, this is going to be about love. It's going to be about my perspective. And a full disclaimer, for all the macho, machismo, bumped up, full of testosterone, having ass motherfuckers that might listen to this shit, listen, on a long enough timeline, you yourself are going to start reflecting on love. So this toughen up, suck it up, buttercup kind of attitude need not apply. That being said, man, it's a couple things that have been mulling around in my fucking head. Sorry about that. It's a little touch and go with this, and I've been trying to push this one out. But I had a question that I had asked myself. See, I'm 43. Never really had what you would call the proverbial success when it comes to the love aspect. And I kind of started to ask myself if I was lovable, right? I've been loved. I've been shown love by a lot of people. But we're talking about relationships here. Male, female, for me, my preference. Am I incapable of being loved in like a long-term sense? Have I ever really fully been accepted? And I'll give you a little bit. We'll start with the past, man. Okay. So I didn't have two parents. And Ma was into some stuff. She ended up getting locked up. She was in prison. She left real early. She was into more of a fast life. And I was left with my father. Now, I have very, very few memories when it comes to, you know, interactions between me and my dad. And looking back now, I wonder if that doesn't transpire into subconscious, how much more, or my shortcomings when it came to love life, because the man used to pawn me off. He used to pawn me off just so he can hang out with his buddies and do all types of shit. And I remember spending a lot of time in weird houses with babysitters and in just the strangest fucking places. And I never really questioned it. Like at that time, you know, at that age, you're just kind of going through the motions. And looking back through a childhood of a lot of turmoil, I never really thought to myself until recently, how did this correlate, right? How did this lack of love and empathy early in my life, in my surroundings, affect what molded me to the person I am today? I never really objectified women. I've had very few relationships in my life, sexual or non. I've never been a promiscuous person. I'm not a sleep around kind of guy. I always preferred some sort of connection. But again, this is a reflection. And reflecting back to a lot of the relationships that I've had, I've noticed a pattern. I've noticed a pattern in my behavior. And I've noticed that my heart chooses to love those in need. Right? I seem to migrate and in some way I'm magnetic to a person that is injured or longing for something. And for some reason I'm attracted to that. My heart just I don't know. It's a fucking weird thing. But it I don't know. It's strange. You know, I'm not going to name any names and I'm not going to blame any blames. This is, like I said, this is about me. This is about me taking a look back and going, fuck. I mean, if I pause and stuff like that, it's because I've been mulling over this and for me to verbalize it, it's been even harder. But let's see, when it went to some of my earliest relationships, like early young man, you know, grade school, stuff like that. It was your standard run of the mill, you know, letters back and forth, you know, I was never really a fast kid. I wasn't that kid that always wanted to get to first or second base. I was more about the connection. I was content with having a lady around me. And I don't know what that was. Maybe that had something to do with fulfilling a need from Ma dusting off. I really don't know. And again, I don't blame her. You know, everybody has their own life. They do what they do. But it's a personal perspective of the second, third, maybe fourth relationships I've had were you know, people in need, people that were going through trials and tribulations, and I was attracted to that. And it's been benevolent all the way up until, well, today, that it's just odd. Like, I don't lack compassion or commitment, but I wonder why. I really do wonder why that, you know, maybe I'm over compassionate, you know, and I commit to that susceptibleness. I don't fuck, is that even a fucking word? Poots, is that a word? But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Jesus, it's almost like I want to see them succeed more than I want a connection. Is that even, I don't even know, man, words are hard. I don't know. I wonder, I really do. Do I self-destruct every one of these because of that need, right? I don't know if I'm a bad speaker. Like, you know, maybe I don't convey my expectation or my emotion to said individual because I'm too caught up trying to help them, right? I don't really know. I know that most of the relationships that have ended in my life have usually done so on, you know, they've left, but I think it's on my accord. And this isn't a blame game. Like I said, this is an analysis, but, you know, in the last, I would say the last two, at least the last two, I realize something now at 43 that I wish I would have realized when I was 33, right? I have a fucking problem with work. I have a problem with goals. I have a serious, serious issue with, I don't know if it's some sort of fulfillment internally, but I hyper-focus on work. Like, if I have a task at hand, let's use this as a reference. If I want to buy a new truck, right, I will go and go and go in overtime and two jobs and whatever I have to do to achieve that goal. Meanwhile, the person sitting on the couch is completely and utterly fucking ignored. And it's, I see it now, it's a problem. And it's something that I definitely need to work on. If I'm going to have any sort of meaningful relationship, because I notice I'm doing it right now. I notice I did it with streaming. And, you know, you guys have heard me talk about streaming and you know, I've stood on a pedestal, you know, and proverbially told other people to please pay attention to the person in the other room. Streaming is important. Your career is important. All those things are important, but so is love. Don't, please. And that's where it comes from. Let that person sit in the other room. I think it's because of that reflection. I think it's because of my hyper-focus, of my ignorance to, you know, the other person, to that other thing, to that other human, to that fucking connection that I was ignoring because I was so hyper-focused. And like I said, it's because looking back, reflection, that I've noticed that I've done this to the last two relationships. And I don't blame them at all for taking off. Who would want to live that way, right? I ask myself quite often, is that the way I would want to live? And in some cases, some of these people that I've been with have had their own issues. So was I being a little bit more insensitive to their situation because I was so hyper-focused. It's something that I reflect on. It's something that I look back on and I question my level of commitment, right? I question whether or not I was doing the right thing, not just by me, right? Because I was trying to achieve this goal. I was trying to buy this house. I was trying to do all these things that were ingrained in my fucking head to be a consumer and, you know, and to provide your wife with the white picket fence and the house and, you know, all of these things that you're taught and told in society. But I think I was fucking up. I truly do. I think now in retrospect and going forward, I should be checking myself at the door, right? So you got to get yourself, the professionals, right? The professionals, all the gurus, all the fucking self-help and all that, they're all going to tell you, you have to love yourself before you can love somebody else. Well, I do love myself, but maybe I love myself a little too much, or maybe I was just caught up in some bullshit and wasn't paying attention. See, maybe you're caught up in some bullshit and you're not paying attention. Maybe you're not seeing the things around you similar to the way I wasn't seeing some of the things around me. So that's why I bring it up too. What? Hold on. My phone's ringing. We got to take this real quick. If you're still here, thank you for that brief intermission there. Sometimes the phone rings. That's how it is. But now getting back to it, I've noticed a pattern. And fixing that pattern is going to be the tricky part, right? Fixing of that, me stopping streaming, getting into these podcasts, diving into myself a little bit, and also making myself a little bit more vulnerable. Letting other people kind of see what's going on behind the fucking curtain. Pulling the veil back on this proverbial fucking man code or whatever the hell you want to call it. Listen, we all want to be loved, right? We all want that. I don't give a shit how tough guy you are, fellas. I know you do, right? It's not just service to dick, man. You want to service the heart. I know it. You can talk tough all you want. So for me, moving forward, how am I going to fix this, right? How am I going to be a little bit more mindful? This is part of it. This is, you can internalize, you can have that internal dialogue all day, right? You can have that, maybe I should have in your head, right? For me, I think moving past this and part of trying to fix this is me vocalizing it, right? Me exposing this bullshit where I can go back, and I said bullshit, but I mean, I can go back and I can listen to this multiple times myself in private or, you know, for others to listen to as well. And, I so question what I was thinking. What was my thought process as a younger man? And how I didn't notice that pattern. I just, this isn't a sympathy thing. I don't need any comments of it'll be okay. No, it will be okay because I will fix this bullshit. I will fix these shortcomings that I like to place upon myself, right? They said, some people are going to say, don't be too hard on yourself. Well, if you're not hard on yourself and if you're not setting your own goals for yourself, if you see something wrong with yourself, who's going to fix that? You are. Nobody can fix it for you, right? Some of these past relationships, I have helped some people grow and I can now watch them live a successful life and there's some fulfillment in that, but it still leaves a hole in my heart. It still leaves this, when I go to sleep at night, I am alone. I mean, I do have Poots, but I mean, that's a cat, right? There's a different connection between you and your pet. You love your pet, you know what I mean? That's a whole different fucking ballgame. It's not even in comparison. But I'm still here. I still have nobody to come home to. And I think in the end, void of blame. Some of my actions in early life, without looking back and saying, okay, that was the situation. That's not the situation now. You know, sometimes people seem to have all the answers, right? For other people. You see it, just open your Twitter. Open your Facebook. Everybody's got the right thing for you, right? Everybody's got the solution. The fucking take the blue pill. Well, it's not always the case. Sometimes it takes what I'm doing here. And this just so happens to be a rough and tough kind of conversation of my ability to fulfill the other side of a two-parted coin. And, you know, I'm working on it. I'm definitely working on it. I've knocked off a lot of things. But the discovery now is, now I need to get back out there, right? Now I need to find somebody that, you know, that's in my mode. And we're talking about 43 here, folks. It's not like I'm going out to bar. Well, going out to bars and concerts and shit like that. I mean, some people are at 43, right? Some people still have that super hyperactive lifestyle, and maybe where they live kind of molds into that. Maybe I do need to move, because around here, there's a lot of alcoholism. There are a lot of drug use, a lot of that boils down to the winter. And I don't take drugs. I mean, it's, you know, whatever you do, but I don't. I do knock back some beers, but I mean, I'll knock back 3-6 on a good night, except for last weekend. But I mean, you got to cut loose once in a while. But I just, I'm taking a look at my heart, fellas, ladies, gentlemen, people of HTL, the souls. I want to have a long-term relationship, and I want to have one where, you know, I want that ride or die. I want that ride or die. And in my tough spots, I want that person to have my back. You know, when I'm struggling or I'm injured, I want somebody that's, you know, going to ride for me. And I want the ability to be able to ride for them. In a previous relationship, my other half wanted things, and I was so dialed into my goal, right? Lovely woman, loved her, still love her to death. But I was incapable of bending for my goal. There's a fucking downfall to that. And maybe for a good reason, maybe for a bad reason, I don't know. I can't really, there is no justification, right, in hindsight. Unless you take a look at, like I said, my actions. And my actions were, maybe I was painting a picture from a place of past, which is a strange thing to kind of analyze and say, okay, you've been doing this for a long time, fuckstick. You know, me standing in the mirror, looking at myself, I'm not too proud of some of the accomplishments that I have made because of what I sacrificed to get those things. One of them was during my partnership on Mixer. I mean, in an effort to bring the best quality show, I pushed the other person out of the room in a way. And I didn't want to be interrupted. And all these stupid fucking things that, like I said, looking back, we're just, it was a young man. It was a young man. It was somebody that was toiled up in their past that wasn't connecting the fucking dots together. And before that, even more so, I used to work 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I got friends. Lou can contest to the amount of hours I used to work, right? Because I was trying to hit a goal. I was trying to get out of debt. I was trying to do this. I was trying to fix this. All the meanwhile, I had other things failing around me. And I was failing myself. I was failing my heart. See that connection between the head and the heart, the brain and the heart, is a convoluted fucking mess. And I know a lot of you go through it, whether you want to admit it publicly or not. Your heart's telling you one thing, but your brain is telling you a goddamn another. And we get them mixed up, right? We get them completely and utterly mixed up. I need to remove that. I need to take my head and my heart and separate them. I need to take my head and shove it up my ass and listen to my heart. And that's real. Because my heart's been telling me something all along this whole path. And my head's been stuck in the past. Now, I'm not doing this whole proverbial, I need a fucking shrink and all this. No, I needed to cut the mustard. I needed to look back and say, why was I not lovable, right? Why were these relationships so short? And, you know, what was my part in that? Everybody wants to play the blame game, but what was I doing to not allow things to progress? And a lot of the things I think I've been analyzing, I've now vocalized. It's getting a little bit better as I kind of talk about it a little bit more with the record button actually on. And I'm not going to edit this. I'm just going to post it in true form, too raw, too real. That's some heavy shit. As a man, as a human, as a person, I hope by doing so, maybe I open some eyes. But in the end, this is for you as much as it's for me. To think about these things, to convey an emotion correctly, hopefully correctly. I don't know. Like I said, I was trying to leave this void of blame and focus most on myself. Yeah, it's a strange path that I'm on right now. It's a strange path. It's a strange way that I got here. Hopefully, by, again, bringing these things out, I fix it. I want to love. And I need to change my compassion in a way that I'm compassionate for both sides. It's a fucking problem. It's a real problem. I don't want to be a father figure to a female, right? And I use the term father figure in a role of sternness and direction and focus, right? Because that's my vision of a true father figure is somebody that's there, supportive, strong in all aspects. But I need to learn to be a lover. I need to learn to put a lot of this bullshit aside and pay attention with a finite detail to other people's wants and needs too, besides my goals. Such a shortcoming, such a lot of wasted time. We only get one fucking life, right? And we're mulling through it. We're throwing fucking darts at the wall, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to get it figured out the first swing. And that sucks because I don't get a swing too. You know, we don't get a second swing. I don't give a shit what you believe in. This moment right now, these 20 minutes, 30 minutes that I spend with you, I'm not going to get again. This moment has passed. These 60 seconds have gone by. The best I can do is improve on the next 60 seconds. And work on this love, work on this conscious behavior of starting to choose somebody that's fitting my current lifestyle, right? Quit reverting back to this previous behavior. What's the definition of insanity? Somebody that does something over and over again, right? Isn't that what they say? I don't know. I don't remember how that goes. It goes something like that. I don't remember. God, my memory, it's horrible when it comes to short term. When it comes to long term, I can look back pretty fucking clear. Yeah, I don't really have a closing in that, except for thank you for listening to this all over the place, erratic fucking self-confession on my shortcomings on love and how I got there and why. And I don't really care the kind of blowback I get for it, because it's true and it's about me. And again, I don't blame anybody that's no longer in my life. I see the error in my way. I see what I was doing. I see that pattern, that behavior, and I'm going to change it. And I'm not just saying I'm going to change it. I've actively started. Again, I started with quitting streaming because I could clearly see that I had a problem. I had an issue, and it was causing more pain than it was bringing me self-value. Now, hopefully during those streams, I brought some value to your life. Maybe I changed your life. Maybe I benefited you in some other way. But again, I think that goes back to me and my behavior. I think that's what attracted me to streaming, because I noticed that when I was streaming, I was helping people with video. I was helping people with audio. I was helping those in need. To my compassion for other people, to help them fix the situation, was greater than the compassion I had for love and my inability to separate the two. Was a big problem. And I hope if you're a streamer and you're listening to this, that maybe you can take a day off, step back, correlate, analyze, see if this is not something that you might be doing too. I'm not shitting on the streaming community. Some of you guys have this wonderfully figured out, some beautiful relationships due to it. Okay? This isn't a shit on streaming kind of thing. But it's an example. And it's an example, and it's a past / current event and relevance to something that happened in my life. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in, man, and sticking through. If you made it to the end of this, a genuine thank you. This was definitely a difficult one for me to spit out. I don't typically talk about things personally, especially when I'm like one-to-one. But I think you can understand why now that I keep some of those things tucked away. And I'm untucking some bullshit. I'm untucking my bullshit. All right, this is my closet. This is my Hard Talk Life. And I'd like to thank you for tuning into Hard Talk Life, man. Check us out on anchor.fm/HTL. We're on Spotify. We're on Google. We're on Apple. We're on all kinds of platforms. If you enjoy the content, consider moving your Twitch sub over to Anchor. It's all extra. Thank you for tuning in, guys. I will catch you on Thoughty Thursday for a little bit of rant. I hope you have a wonderful day. Peace, love, and chicken grease. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others.